Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM with Spry Finance. Keep living the life you love.
I have Zoe Conway and John McIntyre with me, two people with fine names and fine pedigree. Welcome, the pair of you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for coming. Now, I have to check, where have you come from today? Where did you go?
We live quite close to Carlingford in County Leitrim.
I know, lovely Carlingford. I love the Cooley Peninsula.
I know, it's beautiful.
Every time we go there, the family, whatever, I just feel it's like a different place. Maybe it's because you can see the north. I don't know. There's something about Carlingford,
yeah.
And you kind of lose yourself in it when you go.
It's such a stunning little village. Isn't it?
Isn't it just?
Yeah, I know. We're very lucky to have it close by to us.
And they sell very fine fish.
We do enjoy it.
Yeah, they do. And there's some very fine restaurants there as well.
That's right.
It is quite. Yes, yeah, it's quite something. And listen, you're both, firstly, you're busy because on Friday you're at the concert hall.
Yes, right.
At 7:30. I always do this. 7:30, not 8:00, 7:30. You've David Brophy, the two of you,
yes.
Zoe and John, and Judy Fallis.
Yes.
Is coming in as well, and Eamon Dourley on the bouzouki. This is quite an undertaking. Tell us what it is. Tell us what.
Yeah, I suppose it's a dream gig for me. We've been playing with Julie Fowlis, a wonderful Scots Gaelic singer,
yes.
Who lives in Inverness, originally from the from
North Uist.
North Uist. And we've been playing with her for maybe 8 or 9 years now, and it's kind of been a dream of mine to get to bring her over here and to get to perform with orchestra,
yeah.
With Julie and Eamon.
Sure.
So it's a really big deal, and it's just a beautiful thing to be working on.
But the linkage between Ireland and Scotland is something you've been very conscious of.
Yeah.
Have you both been very conscious of that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, my whole life I've always been interested in the idea of, particularly with the Gaelic,
yes.
Scots Gaelic and Irish Gaelic. I always thought it was probably nearer, like it's still quite far away in terms of understanding. It's actually in the poetry, it's very, very
yes.
easy to understand.
Yeah.
I can understand the poetry and the songs, it seems very, very close. But then when it comes to spoken language, I'm still getting to grips with that. But it is lovely, it's sort of like a parallel universe, I think.
It is very much. And our link, particularly in the Northwest with Scotland,
yeah.
is enormous.
Yeah. And John being a McIntyre, of course, you know.
Well, I was just going to
probably
say.
Originally from there, isn't that right?
Well, you're a Cooley.
I know, yeah. And Zoe's mother is a MacDonald. And
yeah. Apparently the
McIntyres were the pipers for the MacDonalds.
You're joking me.
There you go.
It was fate that you would end up together. There's a piece featuring Julie Fowlis that you brought with us. Your pronunciation of this is Nahuvatine?
Yeah, Nahuvatine. Yeah, exactly.
Look, no messing here with these two. No messing at all.
Who we pipitin, she take a strip onion, hold on up the pigeon, who can gill a rug, hold on up the pigeon, she take a strip onion, hold on up the pigeon, who can gill a rug, on up the pigeon, if the pigeon, she take a strip onion, the pigeon, if the pigeon, who can gill a rug, the pigeon, if the pigeon, she take a strip onion, if the pigeon, if the pigeon, who can gill a rug, hold on up the pigeon, she take a strip onion, hold on up the pigeon, who can gill a rug, hold on up the pigeon, she take a strip onion, hold on up the pigeon, who can gill a rug, the pigeon, if the pigeon, she take a strip onion.
I should explain, because I have Zoe Conway and John McIntyre with me. Era is Alba.
That's your name. Yeah.
Era is Alba. So just to say, it's not is Alba. It's is Alba.
It's August, and it means Ireland and Scotland.
Ireland and Scotland.
It's a very simple description of the concert in a nutshell, I suppose.
Yes, it is.
Myself and John coming from Ireland, and Julian Eamon coming from
Scotland. That's right, and the Scottish background that is. Coming to this idea, where did it come from?
Well, I suppose it's just, for me, I've always been drawn to Scottish music. I've always loved it, ever since I was wee. And I don't know why that is. It's just, it's a very rhythmical type of music, as you heard there in that track.
Yes, it is.
And it really sits well on the fiddle. So it's something that I've always loved. And then as my role with the concert orchestra, you know, trying to put together beautiful concerts of music, I thought, well, this would be just brilliant if we could get the amazing Julie Fowlis, singer, and Eamon Dooley on bassoon.
Professor Brophy is in.
He's going to be our conductor, so I'm so excited.
He's so laid back, and he doesn't involve himself in anything at all. The great thing about that is too that coming together, the great buzz on a night like this.
I mean, it's just to have everyone behind you and to have everyone singing off the one sheet. You know, it's a very special thing, and that's the thing that we'll enjoy the most, I think, from the night.
I think you will, and like I said earlier on, it is the fulfilment of a dream, and that's always a special feeling where you get to do something you maybe thought you'd never get the chance to do. Do you know?
Absolutely. Yeah.
And I think that's a very special. Yeah. You're going to play for us because you have instruments, otherwise it just looks like a prop. So what are you going to play for us?
It's not a good look for the radio, Mark.
Oh, it is. It's all
props on the radio.
Yeah.
We're going to play a piece that I composed, which is called Barna Vave, and that means Maeve's Gap.
And is this on the night?
We're going to play this on the night with orchestra. It's being orchestrated by Gavin Murphy, the wonderful Gavin.
That's exciting as well.
Yeah, I know. And to get to hear it with everyone playing together is
Yeah, because
so
the
exciting.
Two of you doing it together, brilliant.
And then you're going to have to imagine it now, Marty.
Yeah, the big version. Anyway, here it is, Barna Vave. Thank you. Oh, that's beautiful. That's beautiful. Oh, you were on the Joni Mitchell open tuning, were you? That sound to it. That is fantastic.
Oh, thank you.
Two questions. First, it's called Barnamaev. Can we play that on Friday again? Is that okay?
We can, of course.
No, because we have, you're playing it, but can we play it on the radio?
Oh, that would be so
lovely.
Can,
we can just take this piece and play it.
Course,
secondly, are we recording this, I wonder, at the concert hall? I wonder, are we? Because with the orchestra, it'll be phenomenal.
It's quite special, I have to say, with orchestra.
We are recording it.
They're checking.
We are recording it. They know people who know people. So we are recording it.
Oh, fantastic.
Which would be, because I'd love to hear that with the orchestra.
It's going on to be broadcast on Raising a Guest.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. It will be broadcast. Well, if they're recording it, then, yeah. But we could always get Orna Gia taking it. Yeah. But we could always take a little snippet out of it. just because I'd love to hear that with the orchestra. It's a beautiful piece, the way it builds.
And actually, it starts with the cello when we do the orchestral arrangement.
Okay.
You know, I started with kind of a slow air.
Yes.
But the cello player, the lead cello player, normally takes that, which is so lovely.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. But that was, I like the two. I looked, you know, there's something about the two of you just together, you know, and the guitar building up and everything.
Thank you.
Sure,
we mightn't bother to take the orchestra.
I should let them
draw on there.
Give Dr. Brophy a moment to himself. Just a reminder, by the way, lads, it's at 7:30. I can't emphasise it enough. This Friday, the National Concert Hall, Era is Alba. When will Miss Fowlis arrive? Would she?
They're coming tomorrow. So
okay.
We're going to rehearse with them ourselves first.
I was
going to
say, you'd need that, wouldn't you?
Oh, you do.
Yeah.
Because otherwise you're walking out in front of an orchestra. And I mean, it's quite scary, you know. It's quite a, you know, intimidating prospect of actually playing tunes in front of the orchestra. Because
I did something recently with them and I was up the wall because they're all highly
trained.
I saw
that, Marty.
Well, there's no doubt.
That was very impressive.
No, the point I'm making is, like you, you're all highly trained musicians. Therefore, you're not that scared because they know you and you know them.
I know.
Mutual respect, of course. But it is, you want to be ready.
You want to be ready before.
And you have, and you have the other two players as well.
Yeah.
So you want to make sure that works.
I know.
No, it is. It's quite beautiful.
Oh,
it's quite beautiful.
Thank you.
When you... Are you? Can I ask you a question? And I hope, John, begging your presence, are you ever in a bad mood?
In a bad mood?
Yeah. Because every time I meet you, you are nothing but a glow of sunshine.
Oh, thank you very much.
You're always smiling. You seem calm. Are you ever in a bad mood?
Oh, I am in a bad mood, of course. But I do try to keep the good side out.
You do?
I think I am generally very positive and I have lots of... drive, you know,
yes.
Quite happy to be busy and just keep things going. And
I think it's an effort, though.
It's a conscious way of life, it's a practice
I think to be positive,
you always seem to be so. Yeah.
One thing my dad always says, you know, no matter what happens, he'll think about it for a wee minute. I'm talking about kind of, you know, the rough things that happen.
Yes
He said, you know what, it's the best thing that ever happened because this, that and the other, you know, he turns it in such a way
it makes you
that it calms you down and just actually maybe it's not, you know, so bad.
That's right.
I probably got a lot of that from
him. Glass half full as well.
Yeah.
It's about the positivity. Yeah. You will be playing music from A Forest to a Fiddle from
that's
the soundtrack
right.
on the
yeah.
night.
Yeah.
We just have a piece here just to give you a rest because I'm hoping you'll do another piece for us.
Oh,
or is that a bit?
Will you? Be delighted. Thank you very much.
I want to play that. This is, Beh?
Beh,
which I just think is beautiful.
Thank you.
Had you anything to do with this, John, at all?
Very little.
Oh, John had a lot to do.
You did enough. This is stunning. I love this. My, that'll be one for tomorrow as well. We just keep plugging you all the way to the weekend. I want to mention the Fla as well, but I've got to do this, and then we get a tune out of the lads, hopefully before we finish up.
Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM with Spry Finance, providing financial choice to the over 60s.
RTE Lyric FM.
Electric Picnic Music and Arts Festival, Stradbally Hall, County Laois. With headline performances from Noah Kahan, Calvin Harris, Kylie, Jerry Cinnamon, Codaline and Ray. A musical and artistic adventure across 600 acres of rolling hills and forests of mystery. With only days to go, music, art, comedy, food and holistic health, it's the most delightfully diverse lineup of the year. See electricpicnic.ie.
Entertainment updates with RTE Lyric FM.
At Screwfix, you can click and collect over 10,000 trade products in as little as 1 minute. So whether it's a power drill in Port Laois or guttering in Galway, when you need it yesterday, just click at screwfix.ie and collect at your local store 7 days a week. T's and C's apply. Visit screwfix.ie for full details.
Marty in the Morning. Weekdays on RTE Lyric FM, where life sounds better.
Now, it's whatever time it is, we don't care, because I am in the fine company of Zoe Conway and John McIntyre. Two things to say. Is Alba. It's the RTE Concert Orchestra. It's National Concert Hall, Friday at 7:30. But also you're going on the bus. You're going to the National Opera House in Wexford the following night.
That's right.
But that's a 9 o'clock start, so people know.
And it's part of the FLA.
Yes, which is so how appropriate is that too?
I know.
So that's, and again, it's Julie Fallis, Eamon Dooley, John McIntyre, Zoe Connolly, David Brophy, and the RTE Concert Orchestra. But it's at 9 o'clock at the Wexford Festival Opera House, as I always refer to it. But anyway, it's the Opera House of Wexford. So that's that. You're going to play us out with a piece this morning.
Well, this is actually a brand new piece that we have never played before.
Oh, Mother of God.
I know.
Well, thank you for that.
We're going to do three polkas, and these are ones that we're going to be playing with the guys when they come over from Scotland, but haven't actually got to play them together yet. So actually John wrote the first one, Cathair Donnacha. I wrote the second one, which is Turris Rochrane, and then Eamon wrote the last one, which hasn't even got a name
yet. That's how recently he wrote it. Take it away. Dr. Harriet will be up with you in a moment. Zoe and John, a constant pleasure. Away you go. Take it away. wonderful. You don't need a drummer, do you? Take care.
You've been listening to Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM.